Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your son's going to watch this. You're going to do your best?
I'm going to do my best. I don't want to be disowned by my son.
So. Yeah, because it happens.
I love you, Ace.
The kid saw me, and a couple times she was like, that was a tough loss. I was like, I know. Then she came on.
You didn't sleep in the car that night?
No. Yeah, I just got to deal with her looking down on me because she's taller.
No, yeah. Well,
yeah, she was like, I'm so disappointed. I'm like, get the fuck out of my face. You don't pay not a damn bill for you to be disappointed in somebody.
She takes off her belt. Don't you dare embarrass me on the internet one more time. I swear to God.
Well, she better keep that motherfucker off. I'm going to keep embarrassing her. What up, people? It's your boy, Tahir Moore. Welcome back to another episode of Wording is Harder. Got a very good friend with me. Let me tell y'all something. This is one of the first people I actually met when I moved to LA. Yep. Randomly, somebody invited me to this backyard boogie, but it wasn't really a backyard boogie. It was like a meeting of the minds. It was this guy named V. Oh. And it was Tyria Lane was there. Brandon Brody was there.
London Brown
was there.
Sky Marshall.
And we were in Robbie Reed's backyard,
yeah,
on her private estate. Now, for those that don't know who Robbie Reed is, shame on you. For those that do know, you know what I'm talking about. Robbie Reed cast in Living Color. She casted Harlem Night. Yeah. She is the Do the Right Thing.
Mass Spike Lee films.
Yeah. She's the president of, I want to say, casting for BET currently right now.
I was going to say Black People.
She literally cast Black America. Mm-hmm. She'd be like, oh, you need a black son. Okay, I'll find, go to Oscar and find your black son.
15, you choose 15 from this selection.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So this was the most random meeting, and Brandon Brody was there.
Yep.
We've been cool ever since. He used to throw these epic parties in Echo Park. That's what it was. Yeah. That's what the place was. In Echo Park.
Yep.
I mean, epic. I mean, we can't even talk about some of the shit on camera.
Yeah,
epic.
Yeah.
There's some pending stuff. It's ongoing.
It's an ongoing case right now.
Yeah. it was a lot of fun, though. A lot of fun.
But what we did the hat parties, though. I used to do, because initially we do like kind of just regular parties, and we started doing like themes. I remember one year for my birthday, which is also coming up Sunday, we did a high school stereotype theme. I don't know if you were at that one.
I was at that one. Okay. I would have remembered that one.
I was that sketchy gym teacher, you know, with the high shorts and the whistle. And then
I would have had some fake balls falling off the shorts. Yeah. Just to like really, really, really drive it home.
Like in that little scary movie shit. I think it was Scary Movie. One of those parody movies, but it was like the female gym coach. Yeah. Pulled her thing at the side and the balls fell out. No, we had these parties and we had the hat. And eventually they turned into the hat party. We did a hat party because I was like, you know what? I made it easy for the ladies so that they didn't have no excuse. Like, my hair's not done. We'll just put a hat on it, you know? Yeah. And then I also knew who was invited to the party. Like, if you didn't have a hat on, hold on. Who's that?
Because people would just walk up. People would be driving around, probably looking for something, hear the music, and they would park, and they would come over to the party. Like, the parties were epic, man. This is one of the most talented, creative brothers I know. We were talking the other day about, like, how life just hands you stuff and then completely pulls a rug from under you. But that trajectory still is where you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole DC thing with the whole BET thing,
Fuse. Yeah.
And then that show getting canceled, but it still allowed you with, you know, 106 at Park and all that. Bro, like.
Let me write into the others, though. You know what I mean? You just got to
go with the flow.
Step in faith. Let
Bruce
God,
Lee, be like
out,
water.
Yeah, get out of God's way, man. Because sometimes you be in your own way trying to do stuff that's not even for you. You know? Yeah. Yep. That one too. And the Hadouken. And we are. Yes.
Be like water.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Brandon Rody, you're familiar with the show. I don't have to break this down too much for you. Plus, you're my friend, so you know how this goes.
You can break it down.
Okay, we got 5 rounds. Yes. Each one a little different. Maya's here to keep us on track. She's like the instructor, like teacher. She's going to let us know when we're correct and when we are incredibly incorrect.
If she laughs, do I get like extra points?
You get nothing.
Okay.
I'm actually going to shun you if you make her laugh before I do. 5 rounds, and then we got a bonus round. I'll tell you more about the bonus round when we get closer to it. But it's easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
That sounds good to me.
You ready to go?
Let's go.
Alright, let's get it going. Round 1. Pronounce this word. R-E-S-P-I-T-E. Again, R-E-S-P-I-T-E. Respite.
No.
Respite. Respitea. New sprite. Respite.
No.
Speedy. Respeedy.
Respite.
Oh.
No, it's not.
It is.
I don't believe
you was about to respite out your mouth saying that word.
I don't believe it.
A lot going on.
I don't think that's it. Use the sentence to find the meaning. After the hike, I needed a brief respite.
Respite.
Respite. Sound like she... Spit?
Yeah.
Needed a breath. Respite. 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 Before going on a bike ride. Break? Catch my breath?
A rest, yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna use that. Respite, you know?
Oh, you said it correctly the first time, too. That was good.
Well, I was listening.
Yeah.
That
don't look like that. I think she's lying.
I'm going to use that respite. Respite. All right. So here we go. My turn now, right?
Yep.
All right. Pronounce this word. S-I-L-I-C-O-N-E.
Really? That's what y'all giving
Pronounce
out?
Pronounce this word.
Really?
S-I-L-I-C-O-N-E. Silicone.
No.
Silicon.
But you didn't get it right. You didn't get the points for it.
Wait, but I said silicone.
You said it.
You submitted
your first one.
Oh, that was a, that was my submission.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was just, I was still warming up. I was still like,
gotta,
I was, that wasn't even.
You gotta do it like this. Cause you did it like that. You did it like, you did it kind of like silicone. You did it like that.
And I watched the show, Silicon Valley. I don't ever say Silicon Valley.
I know.
See, it's when you're looking at it. Yeah, that, that it E on the end, you see the cone. Ah, come on, man. All right. Okay. Use the sentence to find the meaning. She won't use that hair product because it contains silicone. Man, I almost had a stroke saying that. Definitely almost said silicone right again. Yeah, that E is real strong
it's
in there.
Prominent. It's prominent. It's like, strong. Hey, don't forget about me. Hey, I'm an E.
The meaning of silicone? Y'all want the meaning?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you know, it's a toxin.
Okay, a lot of things are toxins.
You guys didn't hear it, but
yeah.
I saw his Adam's apple fight for his life on that swap.
Piece of my tongue went down on the way.
Gulp. That was like a cartoon gulp. Jesus Christ.
It was harsh. She won't use a hair product because it contains silicone. And of course, we know silicone is a product used inside artificial breasts,
okay.
Occasionally the artificial butt, maybe even the lip. Yeah. It's a filler.
Okay. Huh. A rubbery substance, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You gonna let him get with that one?
Well, he knows.
Okay. I'm just trying to see how lenient you're being, lenient you're being, so when I need that leniency, I can rob like, oh, but two rounds ago. That's all.
Do you want me to ask him for
No, it's fine. No, that's fine. You gave it to him. I'm gonna keep it moving.
Is she like our teacher?
Nah, but you see what she's doing though.
Okay.
You see what she's doing though. Hey, what's up, guys? This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. We talk about BetterHelp a lot on this show, and this month we're discussing some of the stigmas around mental health. First off, you don't have to wait until everything is crashing and burning to get help. You don't have to wait until you lost your job or the relationships on it. You can get better help when everything's fine. Like everything can be completely fine and you can definitely still seek out better help. If you need someone to talk to, if you need an unbiased opinion, if you need anything like that, you can seek out better help right now. Better help is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in 48 hours. Actually, in under 48 hours. Like, that's unheard of. Give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp Online Therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Working This Hard listeners get 10% off. That's right, 10% off your first month. You really have no reason to not do this. Oh, to hear it costs too much. I'm giving you 10% off. Your first month, you could try. I don't know, I gotta do this. What's more important than you and your happiness and your mental health? Nothing. If you're no good to yourself, you're no good to anybody else. So try it today. First month, 10% off at betterhelp.com/wording. That's WORDING. Again, betterhelp.com/wording. That's BETTERHELP.com/wording. 10% off your first month. You're welcome. Find the odd man out. Three of these words are synonyms, and one means the opposite. Which one does it belong? A, refrain. B, chorus. C, novel. D, repeat it. Okay, repeat it. I know that. I know that. That is repeatedly done more than once. Refrain means to stop yourself from doing something.
Right.
Okay. Chorus, I thought had to do with songs. I don't even know why the fuck it's over here. You set tripping. And novel. I know what a novice is. Somebody that's not, you know, skilled in something. But a novel, is that the book? A book or something? Like, that's a novel. Novel? No, that's a novel. Okay. All right. Here we go. Shit. Okay. We're going. Refrain is the odd man out, eh?
No.
Man.
Turn the card over.
What do the other words mean? Nigga, I don't know. Wow. I just tried to go through all of them and tell you what I thought.
You got one of the words wrong. Now you got to know all of them. They really go from 0 to 100 in this word, and it's harder.
The other ones have to do with music?
I mean, No. Well, you know what?
I'm asking her. What do the other ones have to do with music?
Do you give up?
Yes.
Okay. So a refrain and a chorus are repeated in the song, whereas novel means new. Novice, new to the job.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
So what was the one?
C.
Oh, okay. Which was?
Novel.
Novel. Mm-hmm.
So it did have to do with music, because I said it had to do with music.
It does have to do with music, but what about it?
Oh, see, now you're getting with the specific. So you're not going to give me that when saying it had to do with music.
But it's very specific. It's repeated within the music.
I see this, right?
I would have never got that.
Skate. She let him skate.
I did, but did I skate though?
You skated.
I said silicone, loud and proud.
He did one of these on the ice skate, and then he turned around.
I did not pirouette. I definitely busted my ass.
It was
more of a hockey fight.
She was like, "I like that," because she ice skates, so she accepted that skating shit. But my shit was too broad.
All right.
Damn cool.
So I guess it's my turn now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. All right. Oh, looks like I have one of yours. Oh man. I'm already stressed out, y'all. Okay. So here we are. Find the odd man out. Three of these words are synonyms, and one means the opposite. Which one doesn't belong? A, kip. B, nap. C, heed. Or D, of course, ziz.
I love this for you. I love this journey for
you. You find these words? what dictionary do you got? You got a new one?
I got the internet.
You got some new...
It's a dictionary of sounds.
No, hers just constantly updates. It's like a cloud. Your dictionary's... Ziz ain't out yet. That's the alien language we speak in 2500 BC. 2500? Ziz.
Kip, map.
Kip. Okay, so I know what nap means.
You think you do?
I thought I did, right?
Yeah.
I mean, heed, take heed, is like listen, like understand, like follow my lead, take heed. So I might be like, yo, take heed.
Mm-hmm. I've never been with somebody, I'm like, whoa, take heed. Gotta be careful around these parts right here. I've never actually.
But you know what it means. Somebody told you to say take heed. You're going to take heed.
Yeah, it's outdated language, but I get it. Yeah.
That's like, if you're using heed, that means there's some real shit going on. Mm-hmm. That's
true. That is very true.
Some shit to take heed to. Mm-hmm. Okay, so kip, Kip. Where have I heard Kip? Kip. Hey, man, that's just a Kip. Kip. Nope, don't know that one.
Nope.
Ziz? Absolutely not. So, which... Okay, I'm going to say... I'm going to say Heed is the odd man out. I feel like all the other ones, like, I'm going to take a Ziz. You know what I'm saying? I'm Ziz. Like, you know, the Z's come out when you're snoring and sleeping. Yeah. So I imagine that's where the Z's came from. I imagine in medieval times, that's when they would say. And then it made it to the cartoons. And am I right?
That's right.
Boom! Look at that! See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying right there?
So he guessed it right too.
He got it right. He can flip the card over.
Yeah, I had fake words on here, and I made something happen. What do the other words mean? Come on. Okay, so, here I'm gonna go up again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I really get stressed out when all the lights are on me.
Remember, they are all synonyms.
The other words.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said. Which one did I say was the odd man out?
You got it right. You said C.
Okay, heed. I said C. Heeds. Okay, so the other ones are all synonyms. So you want me to tell you what the other words mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
one definition.
A kip is like a kip is basically it's a nap during the daytime when you have to get back to the factory. It's like I'm gonna take a quick kip and back to the old steel mill.
That's very impressive.
Was it right?
It's a nap. Is a short nap?
It's a short nap.
Just a kip. It's not a full nap.
Yeah.
And we ain't napping. We just kipping.
Yeah.
We just kip Corray.
Kip Corray? That's so stupid.
Why did that work?
I don't know.
I don't know.
This is timing.
I couldn't stop saying it.
Yeah.
I thought about it earlier. And I was like, I'm not going
to
say that.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah,
and then somehow it just
it's perfect. It was perfect. It's perfect execution.
I had no control over my mouth right now.
Okay. But that gets it because everything else is it's a synonym. So
I'm just going to take a little kip.
Yeah.
You know?
Do I have time for a kip?
Just a kip.
I know I ain't got time for a nap, but I might have time for a kip.
You got a kip. I'm going to take a 4 to 7 minute kip.
Yep. Yeah, real quick.
Just one of these.
Okay, oh, damn, I skipped my kip. Skip my kip, went straight to a nap.
A nap, obviously, is, you know, the longer version of a kip. So a nap is at least 45 minutes. You go through one REM cycle.
I mean, you got it because they're all synonyms.
But, yeah. And a ziz. Oh,
no,
man.
You don't have to do it. It's what she was saying because they're synonyms. So once you said sleep.
Oh, I want to say one. Well, I still want to say what ziz is.
Oh,
all right. Ziz is when you fall asleep drunk. When you're drunk and you fall asleep in some kind of curb or alleyway, and they say, "Oh, that man, he's taking a ziz right now." That's because they're so drunk. They cannot be woken up right now. It's not rest. It's not willful rest. Like, I'm gonna go to bed. It's you pass out wherever you are.
I don't want to take your points away.
Okay, hey, we're not going to do that. No.
I knew it was going
to
happen.
I should have stopped talking.
You should have stopped. I tried to give you a heads up.
Remember when I said Kip Corray?
Yeah. But we're not going back to that. That only works once, my boy.
All right, well, let's keep it moving.
Doctor.
There it is.
Pronounce this professional title. Geriatrician. Geriatri. C-I-A-N. Geriatrician.
I feel like that's wrong already. I just feel like
you're geriatric wrong. Geriatrician.
Correct.
Wow. No, you said geriatrician first.
No, I said geriatrician. We're good.
I'm pretty sure you said Gary.
That ain't what, I'm pretty sure I just got it correct.
Oh, wow. Maya wasn't listening. That's crazy.
A geriatrician is a doctor of what? A, old people. B, teenager. C, horses.
I'll go with horses.
And you, my friend, are correct at being incorrect. It is A, old people.
Correct.
Geriatric people.
Yep. I was trying to throw them off.
Is that what you were trying to do?
Yeah, I knew it's geriatric. You know, they call them geriatric.
Oh, yeah. Like, they like to take kips.
Yes.
It kipple in bits.
See? You couldn't resist. All right. Doctor. Pronounce this professional title. Oh, here we go. MAXILLOFACIAL. Surgeon. Pronounce this professional title. Maxillofacial surgeon.
That is correct.
Yes!
Wait, what? Woo! Let's see.
Look at that. Look at all them. Maximum. Look at all them Roman numerals. It looks like it spells Super Bowl 862 in there. All them,
damn,
all them
that was
Roman
good,
numerals.
Brody.
Maximilians surgeons. All right, so the Maxil. I'm not going to say it again because I said it right.
You got it
it's
right.
It's on the record. All right. We're flipping the card over. Oh, and here it is again. Woo! Maxillofacial surgeon is a surgeon of what? A, the neck. B, the mouth and jaw. C, the nose. Okay, so I know that your mandibles, it's your I think they call it your maxillary and your mandible. So I'm gonna say the mouth and jaw.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. B, you heard that?
Yeah. That was actually really good process.
My deductive reasoning was good right there. Because the neck,
Face. Cause, I mean, face was in there. So, you know,
because if it was a neck doctor, they would be called a Becky surgeon. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of outdated.
This show is now PG-13 and in the 80s.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Tahir Moore, and I'm going to try to give you 3 to 4 examples of why HelloFresh is the way to go. Besides it being America's number one meal kit, let me break it down for you. First of all, 50 choices each week. You get 50 menu and market items to choose from every week, including veggie, fit, wholesome, family-friendly, gourmet options, providing plenty of variety. 50 different options. You could name 50 different meals right now. If I put $1,000 on the line, and I was like, name me 50 different dishes. You couldn't do it, but HelloFresh can. Now, let's keep it moving. HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than going to a restaurant. 72% cheaper, and you get the same quality of meals. And typically, most people on average save $65 per month when ordering HelloFresh instead of going to the grocery store. Y'all don't like to save money? Is that what you're telling me? I know that ain't what you're saying. So why would you not do this? Let me tell you something. I got with HelloFresh. I started zesting and sauteing stuff. I started putting on the chef hat and the apron. I'm going to let you know, I ain't used that apron like one time. I never had to do this. I never had to wipe anything on the apron because it's efficient. They give you everything you need. HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients to your door, including farm fresh produce that arrives within a week. What do you have to lose? You can change your delivery date. You get to pick everything on your phone. You don't have to do anything crazy except pick the food that you want. Save some money. So, let me tell y'all something. I want to hook you up. I'm giving y'all up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. All you have to do right now is go to HelloFresh.com/wording16 and use the code wording16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 gifts. 3 free gifts. You understand me? Free. I need to say that because you need to understand. Free. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/wording. That's WORDING 16, the number 16, and use the code WORDING16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Listen, it doesn't get any better than this. What are you waiting on? Stop watching this ad and do it now. All right. Spot the fake. One of these words in a sentence is a made-up word. Okay. Which one is it? I don't know why the helmsman chose to tack and not jibe, but it seemed egregious to me.
I like that you performed it.
Just wait. I'm just warming up for it. Maya, you want to read that real quick just to make sure I said that right?
No, you said it correctly.
Oh, I did say it. Okay. I don't know why the helmsman chose to tack me, to tack and not jibe, but it seemed egregious. I've seen egregious. I've never seen egregious before. Helmsman sounds like, I'm sure that people on ships have titles. I see helms and I assume that it's somebody on the ship and he just works the area around the helm. He's a helmsman. Tack and not jibe. Tack. Because the tack and push in right there is just TAC. I've never seen a TACK. Jibe, though. What the fuck is a jibe? Okay. I'm at a complete loss. I should have started drinking. I wouldn't care as much. Nah, I still care. What am I picking wrong, man? Tack.
Okay. Use it in a sentence.
All right. He got fired because he didn't tack down that sale like he was told to.
You used it correctly as a verb. It is a real word. Mm. It's a way of turning on a ship.
Mm.
The fake word is accregious. A-C-C-R-E-G-I-O-U-S.
I don't like this game no more.
Half credit.
Mm-hmm.
So you play, boy.
So you got that right?
I got half credit.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a half credit.
You can get half credit on this?
Yeah. Each question, for the most part, you can get half credit because you have you flip over. So that's the other half of it.
Okay, okay. Spot the fake. All right. One of the words in this sentence is a made-up word. Which one is it? I like this funny word. Certain words are just funny. If a banyan falls in the forest, that was the word. If a banyan falls in the forest and there's not a cipher around to hear it, does it make a glang? This is kind of bars. This is some young thug. Some young thug. Banyan falls in the forest. This is some.
You said this is some young thug.
This is some young thug. No.
Then he proceeded to do it like thug. And a banyan falls in the cipher.
And a banyan falls in the forest and not cipher around to hear it, does it make a glang? Glang glang.
Oh,
if
man.
If a banyan falls in the forest and there's not a cipher around to hear it, does it make a glang? Let me think. When's the last time I heard someone use the word banyan? Banyan.
Not the banyan.
If a banyan, does it make a glang? Glang, glang. Glang, glang.
I've never heard glang before.
Glang, glang.
No, or you're falls.
You're trying to throw me off.
What's falls mean?
Falls? You wow.
We
still got canceled just now. I'm gonna say glang.
Okay, flip it over.
That was not the response he wanted. He wanted the immediately yes or no. She was like, okay.
Use the fake word you've chosen in a sentence of your own. All right. I couldn't sleep last night because all I could hear was the sounds of glang coming from the upstairs apartment.
I thought you were gonna say
there was a glang bang going on.
I thought you were gonna say it was a whole lot of glang shit upstairs. But a glang bang was perfect too.
There's a glang bang. Glang I couldn't bang. Sleep. Kept me up. I was like, again? This is the sixth time this week.
You used the fake word correctly as a noun. So you got full credit for that.
Oh! Look at God.
Tahir, can I see your deck real quick?
So happy for you.
Just want to make sure.
That was amazing.
It is.
I'm really proud of myself. I almost thought you were trying. You were trying to throw me off with the glang, right?
He was trying to throw you off.
Yeah, because Banyan, you wanted me to say Banyan. Are you trying to use some Jedi? I know what you were doing. You said that's not. Yeah, I know.
What?
Yeah, you definitely trying to throw me off. I can feel it. I can feel it. And I was like, you know what? He's probably actually giving me the word because I think he's going to try to throw me off.
I didn't know glang was a word. Shit. I wouldn't have definitely given you that shit. I would have gave you the before that.
That's what I knew you was trying to throw me off because then you put falls because that was like your joke. But then glang, it was like, there was a lot of mind manipulation right there. I know there was. It was way more. Patreon, you don't know. This dude's brilliant and he plays this role that he doesn't know how to pronounce words, but he's like Yoda. This dude is.
No. That would minimize the whole effort of this show for 2 years.
This dude's doing that Jar Jar Binks shit.
Let's just move on. Spell the word that Maya gives you.
To hear.
Yes?
Your word is exaggerated.
Ooh, that's a hard one.
I'm not even exaggerating.
I'm not even exaggerating. That one is hard.
Oh, man.
All the letters coming in?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think too many came in. I didn't see the papers. Exaggerated. E-X. Ooh, is it two? I don't know. Exaggerated. E-X-A-G-E-R. It's an H in there. Mm-hmm. Exaggerated. Can I start over?
Yeah.
E-X-A-H-G-E-R-R-A-T-E-D.
Can you do that again?
Nah, I got a one and done in me.
Just say exactly what you said.
Exaggerated.
E-H.
I don't think you said real letters.
What?
When you said it before, I think you made up letters.
No, how would I make up letters?
I think you just said sounds that weren't real letters.
Yeah, etch is not
E-H-X-A-G-G-E-R-A-T-E-D.
No. Okay, I just had to make sure. It's E-X-A-G-G-E-R-A-T-E-D.
There's no H. I kind of lied. I said, mm-hmm. You, like you were missing it. Oh, that was me throwing you off.
I would have spelled it correctly if I didn't think I had an H in there.
Yeah, I had to. Did you hear me say, yeah?
You said you late. I was right.
It's a dirty game over here.
Mm-hmm. Hell, you think somebody's your friend.
You know, sorry, I came here to win.
All right.
You said etch.
What is that? use the sentence to find the meaning. Don't believe all the exaggerated stories you hear about me. You know, they stray from the truth. You know, people have added to it, not completely true or fact-filled.
So. Okay, embellished, added to.
No, yeah, like me and Brody's friendship.
Wow. You know, I thought it was real.
This friendship would be a stretch. You know, it's a very strong word to describe what I thought we had.
It's a glorified work relationship.
Yeah. He's a constituent.
I'll see you this weekend.
He's a comrade, if you will, you know.
All right. My turn. Mm-hmm. Spell the word that.
Maya.
That's how you spell it. You didn't expect that, did you? You thought it was going to be M-A-Y-A.
I almost said May.
Yeah, that's what everybody does. Yeah, but it's Maya.
Perfect part of the show. I get it. Her name is harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that it? No, you're just inhaling air through your nose.
Your word? Mm-hmm. Your word is miscellaneous.
Oh, man. Y'all would. Okay. Miscellaneous.
I hope you throw some miscellaneous letters in that bitch.
Miscellaneous got all the letters in it.
Including the Q. That's what it starts with.
I think there's some punctuation in there, too.
Yeah, an X. An exclamation point behind it.
Miscellaneous, and it's not to be confused with the abbreviation, which is MISC dot, right? I can't get away with spelling that, right?
No.
You can't spell abbreviations on this?
Okay. No. It's not that bridge version, okay. Of it. It's the whole word.
Yeah, okay. Miscellaneous.
There it is.
Miscellaneous.
Who?
MIS.
Come on!
C.
Uh-huh.
E. L. L. A. N. E O U S.
That is correct.
Woo!
First of all, hold on, everybody, stop.
Woo!
Hold on, wait, can we just stop for a second?
Woo!
Hold on, why were you so excited? Why did that? Why?
I was surprised.
Yeah, I was surprised by your attitude and your excitement for him getting it correct. I just thought it would be a little more loyalty than this. Wow.
Once we got to the E O U S, I just hope he didn't mess it up.
I was in a home stretch right there, Maya with an E.
Everybody's having a great fucking time right now.
It's good.
It's crazy.
You got coffee? Nope, you don't even have that no more.
Wait, flip it over. You can still get points.
Oh, I can still? Maya, you better stop. Okay. Use the sentence to find the meaning. Clean up all the miscellaneous clutter before you leave, or you'll be charged a cleaning fee. So, like, you're in a hotel room, people leaving their towels, their clothes, they're just all types of random items. Nothing's really categorized, but it's just random items just all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Correct, yes.
Mm. I believe that we're at the bonus round now, so Maya's gonna hold out two cards.
Get to get more points. All right.
She's gonna hold out two cards. I'm gonna let you pull first. Okay. You just pull a card. Just keep it face down, and I'll pull what's left, and then.
So where'd I pull the cards from?
From me.
Okay.
Cool.
Just pull one.
And then,
just pull one.
Yep. That's added. I'm gonna pull one. I'm gonna go ahead and read this. I'm gonna go first, and then you go right after me. Read this quote by Barack Obama as if you're auditioning for his biopic. You have 15 seconds.
Okay. So you get half points for saying every word correctly, half for saying it under time. And then, if for whatever reason there is a tiebreaker, I'm going to go with the one who performs it better.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. The best way to not feel hopeless is to get up and do something. Don't wait for good things to happen to you. If you go out and make some good things happen, you will fill the world with hope. You will fill yourself with hope.
That was pretty good.
That was really good to hear. Damn. That was really good.
44th, man.
Hey, man.
I'm not even
four
mad.
44.
That's 44 right here. I was like feeling this. All right, do I do my thing now?
When you're ready, yeah.
Do I read it now?
You gotta read it.
Read the instructions first. Okay.
Read this Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. quote as if you're auditioning for his biopic. You have 15 seconds.
Tell me when to start the timer.
And go. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be a sun, be a star. For it isn't by size that you win or fail. Be the best of whatever you are.
I got more Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, you know what? I was a little... Because it wasn't I Have a Dream.
Yeah, you didn't know what...
I didn't know which way to go. Yeah, which way, yeah. Because that's my litmus for anything Dr. King related. Like, I needed to say, I have a dream. Be a bush. And then I probably would have said it better. But I wish I had Barack Obama. I wish that was the one.
Yeah, I know. I've heard your Barack. It's pretty good.
I was glad that you had something else. Man, so here we are.
Well, I think Maya's just about done.
That was more of a Martin Luther King III that I was giving, actually.
Yeah,
I was giving,
His voice was kind of high.
Junior.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, Brody won.
All right.
But you do get some credit for that Barack Obama impression to hear, because that was fantastic.
What about me and my own?
I've heard better.
Crazy. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday was just 2 days ago. Should have brushed up on some of his old speeches.
The rest of the speeches are miscellaneous.
Well, actually, that's what his voice sound. Nice. That's what his voice actually sounds like. Just that they have so much old footage. You know, the way you hear Barack exactly how he sounds, but we're hearing another form of MLK. But that's not. I sounded exactly what he sounded like, but through the broadcast, through TV,
because it's so old.
It's old. It's old footage. So it's like the frequency is just different.
That makes sense. Yeah.
It's a different type of playing.
Yeah, of course. Maya, what scores?
110 to 70.
Yeah, you did all right.
I got 70. A lot. I got over 100.
Well, I got 70.
Oh, you got 70. Okay, yeah, he did really well.
I just thought you was throwing miscellaneous numbers out there. So I just kind
of. Oh, man. Quit it with all your glang. Oh, it's Glenn.
Man. I want to thank our special guest, Brody, for coming by today and killing it, you know, embarrassing me on my show. Should be crazy, you know what I'm saying? You know. But, you know, it's all for the entertainment of you guys. So I hope that you like seeing me get embarrassed in front of my friends and my team turning on me and shit. And Maya getting excited when Brody spells a word correctly. Who knew? You know what I'm saying? Fun times, man. Anything you want to tell the people to look out for? Thank you guys so much for watching another episode of Word in His Heart. We'll see you next week.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.